Okay, today's daf was Erevin daf nun tes. Zok the Mishnah. In modin el min amumcha. Only an expert surveyor should do the measuring of the Tchum Shabbos. Riba the makom echor, amil the makom echor, shomel the makom shariba. If the same surveyor measured twice and yielded two different results, we follow the longer distance. And similarly, riba le echor, umiyet echod, shomel the meruba. If two different surveyors measured and they yielded two different results, we follow the longer distance, provided that the discrepancy isn't greater than 585 amos, which would be the diagonal if you were measuring the differential and diagonal if you're measuring off the corner of the city. Even though the concept of Tchum Shabbos is a chumrah beyond what the Torah requires, we believe in Evid and a Shivcha to recall where the Tchum of the city ends, since the halachos of Tchum Shabbos themselves are dinim d'rabban, and so we're extra makel with the detailed halachos of Tchum Shabbos. Even though we cannot make a shetufei mavos to include an entire public city, if the city started out as a private city and then became a public city, we can make an Erev around the entire city. Similarly, Shal Rabbi Menasses Yachid, a Marvinus Kula, a public city that became a private city, should still be treated as a public city, and the Erev has to exclude part of the city. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we only need to exclude housing for 50 people from the Shituf, or Rabbi Shimon, meaning only in the amount of space that 50 people would live in, while Rabbi Shimon holds we only need to exclude 3 chateros, each with 2 houses, seems like an even less amount of space, from the Eruv. What's an example of a private town that became public and can have an Eruv include the entire town? At first, the Gemara says that a town owned by the Reish Galusa would be such an example, but the Gemara concludes that there's nothing unique about the town owned by the Reish Galusa over any other town that transitioned from a private to a public town. Tan Rabbanan, the rest of the daf elaborates on 4 halachos in a braisa. First halacha was Yir Shal Yachid Nasa Shal Rabbim Rishus Rabbim Averis Besocha. If a private city becomes a public city and has a Rishus Rabbim pass through the middle of the city, Osa Lechem Mikan Velechem Mikan Okar Mikan Vekar Mikan Venosi Venosi Vanti. You can put a pole or a beam at each end of the public road, and then you can carry on the road between the poles or the beams. The Gemara points out that the idea that we can include a Rishus Rabbim in an Eruv conforms to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a Rishus Rabbim surrounded by 2 parallel walls can be adjusted with 2 lechis or 2 koras to allow carrying in it, but it does not conform to the Shita of the Rabbanan, who hold in Ma'arvin Rishus Rabbim b'kach, that you can't fix Rishus Rabbim with 2 poles or with 2 beams. Second halach in the Brice is Ein Ma'arvin also l'chatzon. You can't make 2 separate Erevin for the 2 halves of a town. So the Gemara has 2 versions of Rav Papa's comment on this halacha. First version is Amar Rav Papa lo'amar el la'orka av l'rach b'ma'arvin. We cannot split the town along the length of the main road that runs through the town, since they're all joined in the main street of the town, but we can split the town along the width of the main road, because each half can use the entrance of the town on its side of the road. At first we assume that Rabbi Kiva would not even allow splitting the Erev along the width, because each half of the city is entitled to pass through the other half, but we conclude that Rabbi Akiva would only give the right to pass through when we're talking about shtei chatzeros zulef nimizu, 2 chatzeros one inside the other, where the inner chatzer's only entrance is through the outer chatzer. But in our case, each has their own entrance, so they do not have any right to pass through each other's side, and therefore we can split the town and make separate Erevin, even according to Rabbi Akiva. That's the first version of Rav Papa. Yikadamri Amar Rav Papa, the second version of Rav Papa says that even when the city is split along the width, they cannot make 2 separate Erevin. At first we assume that fits with Rabbi Akiva, who grants passage for each side through the other side. But ultimately we say even the Rabbanan, who normally would not invalidate an Erev based on the right of the inner Chatzer to walk through the outer Chatzer, would agree in our case that the rights of each side to walk through the other side would invalidate the Erev, because an inner chatzer can always close their door and just give up the right to walk through the outer chatzer for Shabbos. But in our case of the road that goes through the town, nobody can remove the Rishus HaRabim from the town, so it's going to be problematic according to everybody. Third halach in the Braisa is Okula O Mavi Mavi Bifnei Atzmo. A private town that became public can either be joined by a single Erev, or each Mavi can do their own separate Erev. So the reason that each Mavi can make their own Erev without ruining each other, even though we said you're not allowed to split the town into 2, is that the Avudaka, they make a small entrance at the end of the Mavi to indicate that they want to separate from the rest of the town, and it's no longer affected by the rest of the town. And then the final halacha, Ha'isa Shal Rabim Baharei Hishal Rabim Ve'in La'el Pesach Echad Ma'arvin Eskul. Gedola. We can make a single Erev in a public city that was always a public city and has only one door. So the Gemara tells of a public city that Rabbi Zeira included entirely in a single Erev, because he was under the impression that it used to be a private city. However, he then discovered that it was always a public city. It just used to have only one entrance, which allowed for an Erev to include the entire city. Now that the second entrance was accessible, they removed the Ashba that used to cover that area, so it can no longer be included entirely in a single Erev, and therefore he had regretted his decision to allow for an Erev to include the entire city.